A Wisconsin labor rights and immigrant advocate says Barack Obama's immigration policy helped win over the Latino vote in the presidential race.
There was a distinction between the candidates that was very clear in the campaign, even though they didn't talk about immigration publicly, that the platform itself is distinct.
Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voices de la Frontera, is calling on immigration reform to be passed within 100 days of the January 20th inauguration. They'll join other activists in Obama's Chicago neighborhood Thursday for a countdown to change. Ortiz admits passing immigration reform won't be easy for the incoming president, as George W. Bush was unable to do so in his term.
I think the challenges are tremendous. Obviously, the economic challenges right now, the unemployment rate keeps going up. You have a war that is fucking up vast resources of this country.
She supported Obama's campaign platform, including lifting the bureaucracy involved in gaining legal immigrant status and the DREAM Act, which would give high school students who are illegal immigrants the chance to go to college or serve in uniform.
She's made a lot of commitments, but I don't think these things are separate from one another.
The Milwaukee-based activist says immigration, labor, and the war are all humanitarian issues. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.